Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. House has approved a budget resolution that's critical in advancing President Biden's nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill. NPR's Susan Davis has details.
The Senate is expected to pass a similar resolution later this week. Once that's done, it can trigger a process known as reconciliation that will allow Democrats to pass budget legislation with simple majorities in both chambers. It's a way to get around likely opposition from Senate Republicans, who say Biden's proposal costs too much. A group of Republican senators have countered with a $600 billion proposal, but Democrats have largely rejected that offer as insufficient. President Biden called into a weekly meeting of House Democrats to reiterate his commitment to the nearly $2 trillion package, which includes $1,400 in direct payments for many Americans. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
The top Republican in the House is condemning a series of incendiary remarks made by Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, but stopped short of taking disciplinary action against her. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, House Democrats plan to vote Thursday to remove Greene from her committee assignments.
In a statement, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Greene's past anti-Semitic remarks, endorsement of conspiracy theories, and suggestions that school shootings were staged do not represent the values of the House Republican Conference. But McCarthy makes no mention of taking any disciplinary action or otherwise holding her accountable. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls McCarthy's refusal to act cowardly.
Windsor Johnston reporting. Meanwhile, House Republicans have decided they will not remove Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney from her leadership post as punishment for voting to impeach former President Trump. Cheney is the Republican conference chair, the number three GOP position in the House. American Airlines is telling around 13,000 employees they could be furloughed once again when federal payroll support runs out April 1st. NPR's David Shaper reports that the cuts will affect pilots and flight attendants.
American furloughed 19,000 workers back in October after a first round of payroll support included in the initial coronavirus relief package expired. But when a second round of funding was approved by Congress in late December, the airline called many of those employees back to work. But with the slow rollout of COVID vaccines and air travel demand still down close to 60%, American is warning the 13,000 workers they may be furloughed again when the second dose of federal funding runs out March 31st. United Airlines has issued similar furlough warnings to 14,000 employees. Delta and Southwest have largely been able to avoid furloughs by having enough employees take voluntary leaves. David Shaper, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stock closed mixed with the Dow Jones Industrials gaining 36 points. This is NPR News. A white former Ohio police officer is charged with murdering Adam Hill, a black man who was killed during a non-emergency call in Columbus. Adam Coy and another officer were called to the scene after a neighbor reported that a car was running on and off in his driveway. A video shows Hill being shot after walking out of a garage holding a cell phone. The footage also shows two officers rolling Hill's body over and placing him in handcuffs before walking away. Canada has replaced the Proud Boys on its list of terrorist organizations. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the right-wing group is considered a key player in last month's insurrection against the U.S. Capitol.
The Proud Boys is among 13 organizations the Canadian government placed on its list of extremist groups. That opens them up to having their assets frozen, and people affiliated with the Proud Boys could be subject to criminal sanctions. The government can revoke passports of members of any group deemed to pose a threat to travel, online content can be removed, and training and recruitment for these organizations can be considered a criminal activity. Canada is the first country to label the Proud Boys a serious terror threat. Canadian officials say it's a major step in combating ideologically motivated extremism, which intelligence agencies believe is a growing threat. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is ordering military leaders to hold talks with their troops about extremism within the ranks. That directive coming in wake of revelations that a number of former and current military members took part in last month's insurrection. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.